Joining us now on WTOP's own film critic, Jason Fraley. Jason, I know you are familiar with the work of Roger Ebert. Your reaction to his passing and his career?
Yeah, well, from one critic to another, Pauline Kael, the great Pauline Kael, is often considered probably the most respected film critic in history. But to me, Roger Ebert was probably the most famous. You know, if there's a Coppola or a Fellini, the art guy, and then Ebert was kind of the Spielberg of the critics, if you want to say. It's the first name that comes to mind for most people when you're asked about a critic. You know, people will list plenty of firsts, the first critic to win a Pulitzer Prize, the first to be on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. But my personal memories of Ebert, to me, he's the man whose audio commentary on Citizen Kane will teach a new generation a different way to view movies. He's the man who disagreed with Gene Siskel on the merits of Blue Velvet. He gave it a thumbs down and Siskel gave it a thumbs up, raving it as a masterpiece, and Ebert gave it like one star. He's also the man who described the bittersweet encounter he had with John Candy at the bar in his legacy review of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. This overweight man who'd achieved so much stardom but hated himself at the bar. And then probably the most telling thing just happened a few seconds ago when the news was announced that he had passed away. The Chicago Sun-Times website temporarily went down. I think that says all you need to know about Roger Ebert.
We only have a couple of seconds left, Jason, but what kind of a critic was he? Was he, in fact, as you're saying, a popular critic, somebody kind of for the masses, more or less?
Well, I think he towed the line pretty well. His film of the decade that he named was this movie called Synecdoche, New York, written and directed by Charlie Kaufman, which is this really bizarre out there, almost like Fellini's 8.5. But then on the other hand, he named Argo his movie of this year, a little more mainstream. And I remember his Dumb and Dumber review of all things. I think he panned the movie, but he said there's a moment in here that made me laugh so hard I embarrassed myself with the as a blind kid pets a headless bird and says pretty bird. So, I mean, he ran the gamut. He knew how to review with from the art and the mainstream, and we're going to miss him.
All right. WTOP film critic Jason Fraley again. Roger Ebert, the Pulitzer Prize-winning film critic, has died at the age of 70.